Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Lonnie, the theater lady, it's nice to see you in your dazzling, what would you call this, kimono?
Oh, I hope not.
they usually open in the front like that.
I have clothes on under here.
Now, what would you call that?
I think it's a jacket.
I like it.
Asian inspired, which, as you know, is one of my favorite inspirations art and decorating and apparently jackets.
It's a dramatic scene. And you've seen some drama recently.
Yes, I have. I saw Big Love.
Big Love at the Pittsburgh Playhouse, yeah?
Yes, the Conservatory Theater production of Big Love. What an interesting show.
Yeah, with a title like that, there's a couple of directions I could see it going.
You would never even guess. I don't think you'd ever guess, because this is a show that's written by an American playwright, Charles Mee, but it's an adaptation of an old Greek tragedy that was written like 429 by, what's his name, Aeschylus?
Aeschylus. I'm taking pills for that. Yeah,
It's the Suppliants.
Like a little bit of it on my left foot.
Ugh. Oh, dear. It's a modern day adaptation. Mm. So it happened in modern times. And the whole thing opens up with this gorgeous, gorgeous set that was made by the award-winning set designer, whose name I have right here, Johnny Downs. Mm-hmm. And he designed sets nationwide, directed by Pittsburgh's own Reg Douglas.
Yes, of course.
So it opens up with this beautiful Italian villa facing the sea. It's on the terrace with topiaries and flowers, and David Ostrowski's lighting just makes it so serene and welcoming and sets the scene for this wonderful romantic comedy.
But.
Yes.
Well, you know, it's the cover of the program, seeing as how there is a knife with what appears to be blood on it, I take it there may not be a happy ending. So
this is a raucous comedy turned tragic.
Okay.
So it opens with Lydia, one of the brides, or prospective brides, on this beautiful terrace of the villa, where she meets Giuliano, played by Gabe Florentino. And he plays his character so cute and so adorably. You just fall in love with him. So she explains to him what's going on and how she ended up on this terrace. 50 sisters, she's one of them, were betrothed to marry 50 brothers who also happened to be the 50 sisters' cousins.
So it's like seven brides for seven brothers, except exponentially increased.
50 brides for 50 brothers, exactly.
All right, well, that's a lot of cookie tables there.
Well, they decided they didn't want to be forced into these marriages that were arranged by their parents. So the theme of this is kind of female fear of male domination and male violence. So they all escape to this villa. Well, of course, you know, the men find them. They sail from Greece all the way to Italy, and they track them down. It's big, big, big cast. So Lydia, that I mentioned, is Marquia Nicole Smith, and she is perfect in her role. She's the reasonable one. Then there's Thyona, played by Amber Jones. She is the man-hating, strong leader that cooks up this big plot of what's going to happen to the men on their wedding night. And Olympia was so cute. She was kind of like the frivolous, Rosanna Dana haircut, you know, just kind of silly and fun. And the two male leads are characters that I really enjoyed. Constantine, who is Drew Campbell Amberg, and he was the bully, the aggressive one, and he came on so strong. I mean, he was scary, very, very misogynistic. And Nikos was Nate Wiley, such an endearing performance. He was real talkative and real sincere, just very, very likable. And there's a lot of really crazy situations and funny lines. You're just laughing hysterically, and then it gets so dark. So dark.
Because they turn the lights down when the show's over.
Exactly.
That's not what you mean.
No, it's not. But the darkness is also combined side by side with comedy. It's crazy.
That's
it's,
why they have the two masks that represent the theater.
Exactly.
Here we are, full circle, comedy and tragedy.
Exactly. Sometimes it's unsettling, but it's thoughtful at the same time, thought-provoking.
A good experience.
Yes.
In La Teatra. Big Love, again, February 24th. Well, Big Love through March 12th. At the Pittsburgh Playhouse from the Conservatory Theater Company.
Okay.
Thanks for telling us about it.
You're welcome.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.